Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour, Jones and Keith. You're on a Patriots Friday. WEEI. Milton Williams, the milkman, going to join us here at some point this hour. If you missed any of the week in review, including the brag of the week, it's available on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We've gotten multiple texts about a missed brag of the week. I guess Courtney was an extra in The Fighter.
Really? I didn't know that.
That came out.
Okay. That's good.
In the last day or two on the morning show, so I guess we missed that one.
Yep.
Hat tip to the text line for catching it. Real quick, let's go to Kevin in Marshfield on, I believe, our top five Friday, top five Pirates.
Yeah,
top earlier five today. Go ahead, well, Kevin.
Yeah, it's not really a pirate thing, but it's kind of funny. Low-level scandal, I guess. Captain Crunch, they don't say captain.
He's a captain.
But captain.
Right.
But he's wearing the stripes of the commander. Commander's the boss, and the captain's the second guy.
Oh, so commander above the captain.
So he's a fraud?
Yeah, so he's a fraud. He's wearing commander stripes.
Well, but hang on. That's not really making him a fraud. He's actually kind of, I don't know, like kind of downplaying
stolen
his
valor.
Own. Yeah, well.
Stolen valor.
Is it?
I looked into this.
Hang on.
I did a
captain.
Bit of a deep dive.
A captain has two stripes.
You're talking about Captain Horatio Crunch? Just so we're on the
same
page.
Hang on. He has three stripes on there.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. That is stolen valor. I have it backwards.
Stolen
right.
valor.
Yeah, he's pretending Nick's he's right. the commander, but he's referring to himself as a captain.
All right, what if I told you this? The caller's right, but also wrong.
Oh, okay.
As of May 26, 2024, Captain Horatio Crunch is now depicted on cereal boxes with four bars, that of a naval captain. Prior to that, he had been seen with one bar, two bars, a lieutenant, and three bars, a commander.
But
so
wait,
one time he was
the caller
in the
said it the other way around. I thought the caller said commander above captain. You're saying captain is
I'm
above
saying
commander.
All I'm telling you is three bars is a commander. He used to have that, and they still labeled him Captain Crunch.
Got it.
Captain Horatio Crunch.
You think when you come up with a character, the main thing you do is
get
be
right.
like, yeah, well, just like the stripes and stuff. You think that would be,
who's
that'd be pretty easy?
Yeah, they were like, well, we need four. Like, nah.
Nah.
You don't have room. Make the stripes smaller. It'll fit.
Nah.
Nah,
who's gonna know?
Just we're too worried about
everybody in the Navy.
They clearly don't care enough to make the candy or the cereal not rip your mouth to shreds. So they're like, "What do we care if there's three or four stripes?"
All right, well, I'm happy we got to the bottom of that.
Thanks for the call. Time for the keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct, and you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
All right, here we go. Finally, after a long week, we are here. the keys to the Patriots and Bucks. Patriots 7-2, Bucks 6-2. Pats are 2.5-point underdogs. We have a total of 48.5. This game is going to kick off Sunday at 1 o'clock from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, the home of WrestleMania 37. Speaking of WrestleMania, the Patriots are the modern day Legion of Doom. They are the real road warriors, as the Pats are undefeated on the road this season.
Oh, yep.
The Pats are the only team in 2025 that has not surrendered 50 yards to a running back through the first 9 games in 2025. It is the first time in team history that has occurred. If the Patriots do not allow a Tampa Bay running back to reach 50 yards this week, they will tie the record for the longest streak since the AFL-NFL merger, which is 10 games, by Tampa Bay.
Oh.
You're in good hands with Allstott. To quote the great Andy Hart, how much do Pirates pay for an ear of corn? A buccaneer.
I've heard that one.
According to Google AI Overview, Buccaneers fans go by many nicknames. There's Crew. This is the official and most widely used name referencing the history of pirate crews. Buckaholics, a popular nickname for fans. Old Salts, used to describe longtime or veteran fans.
And
Bob Ryan's favorite honeys.
Ooh, I thought that was going to be an ex-wife joke.
Okay. We'll get there. Okay. We'll get there.
Sorry,
still plenty of keys left. A buccaneer was a 17th century pirate or privateer, often of French, Dutch, or English nationality, who raided Spanish ships and settlements in the Caribbean. Did you know the Buccaneers haven't always been an NFC team? I see the hamsters falling off the wheel in Jones's head, and before he has Scanners-esque head explosion, let me explain myself.
Sure.
After their inaugural season in 1976, Buccaneers moved from the AFC to the NFC, and the Seahawks moved from the NFC to the AFC. This was part of the NFL's expansion plan to have the two new teams play each other during their first two seasons.
They're like the football Brewers.
Do you remember Joe Juravicious? Before taking on the name Buccaneers, the team was also almost called the Gulls, but they didn't want everyone to get hungry. Sorry, Andy sent that one in too. 7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady famously played for both of these franchises. And if not held back by headline maker Bill Belichick, Robert, my chair is higher than yours, Kraft, and Bruce, zero blitz Arians, Brady would have at least had 15 rings and one clone dog. Fire the cannons is a phrase I got used to hearing when Brady joined the Bucks and they would score. Oddly, it was the first time I had heard that since my ex-wife said it when she was having her private pirate parties with her friends.
She didn't say it to you.
No, no. Before John Gruden got them over the hump, Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy got so close bringing the Bucks to the playoffs in 3 out of 4 seasons, but he could never win a championship despite the numerous all-pros on the defense. So, should Dungy get any credit for Gruden winning it all with those same players that Dungy underachieved with? You know the old saying, you're either pregnant or you're not. If not for Bob Sanders, Dungy would have never gotten pregnant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Tony Boselli is a more deserving Hall of Famer than Tony Dungy. I don't care what Bruce Smith says. John Gruden took on the nickname Chucky because of how his face would resemble the famous murderous toy from that documentary. I hope a doll doesn't kill me. Pirates are known for their wooden peg legs, eye patches, pet birds, stealing, and cheating, which sounds an awful lot like my ex-wife. To quote Young Gravy in My Cousin Chief Keef, baby, cock the Glock, and then I let it spray, busted out the Chevrolet, going fishing for your lady today, we drunk in Tampa Bay. Not only is Tampa Bay the birthplace of Dave Magadan, many inventions have come from the Cigar City. Inventions such as the Cuban sandwich.
Ooh.
It's actually pretty much all there is, but it's really good.
I love a Cuban. Cubano.
Other famous people from the great state of Tampa Bay include Brooke Hogan, Bert Kreischer, future Red Sox Pete Alonso, and Aaron Carter. Safety Brendan Schooler, linebacker Jack Gibbons, and linebacker Christian Ellis have each recorded double-digit special teams tackles. It is the first time since 2022 season that the Patriots have had at least three players reach double-digit special teams tackles. That year, Schooler had 14, Matthew Slater had 13, and Mack Wilson Sr. had 10. Linebacker Marte Mapu has seven special teams tackles and needs three special teams tackles to join Schooler, Gibbons, and Ellis with double-digit special teams tackles.
Wow.
And if you're here for the great player nicknames, look no further, Rockstar. The Bucks have a plethora of great ones in the franchise's checkered history. You remember John the Closer Lynch?
Yeah.
Horace High C Copeland?
No.
Warren the QB Killer Sapp?
Sure.
Broderick the Sandman Thomas?
No.
Brad the Bull Johnson?
Yes.
Derek the Sheriff Brooks?
Yeah.
Ernest Insurance Graham?
No, but that's a good one.
Carnell Cadillac Williams?
Yeah, that one I remember.
Martin Automatica Grammatica?
Sure.
Richard Batman Wood?
No.
What about the famous backfield of WD-40? That's Warwick Dunn and Mike Allstott.
Nice.
But let me ask you this one, Hotshot. Can you tell me the famous, well-known nickname of five-time Pro Bowler and two-time All-Pro Hardy Otto Nickerson?
No.
Hardware. And finally, Jones, there are no Derricks in the game. So if you're looking for some Derrick football, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Okay, they've had some great all-time Derricks. Probably franchise advantage Tampa just based on Derrick Brooks alone.
Derrick Brooks, yeah, that would do it.
Yeah, they got good Derrick juju.
They have the best Derrick. One of the best Derricks of all time.
I think I'd take Pat's money line.
I'm kind of leaning Pat's money line as well. I like a good Steph Diggs game.
Yeah.
Steph Diggs has a good game.
Diggs props. Get those in before the books take them away.
That's true. Stealing money.
What is the money line here for the Pats? I see plus 125.
Oh, I like that.
Good juice. Over under 48.5.
I might go over.
I think I go under.
You might go under.
Yeah.
31-27.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be the over. Yeah, I'm going to take that.
Okay.
That'll be some points.
Text line asks here, hey guys.
Yeah, what's up?
This is Tom from North Providence. I have a funny pirate joke. Can I call him real quick?
No.
Yeah, well yes. I mean,
pirate
what do you know?
Jokes?
Yeah.
I've never heard any funny pirate jokes.
The heart one, crush.
Neither have I. He walked right into that.
Is he the one that texted in the joke instead of actually calling?
Who did?
The individual?
Yeah. I think if you look a few up from there.
Oh, they keep now they're like, hey,
well,
I have one.
I don't want to see it. I want them to call in about it. I don't want to see it. Don't send the joke.
What do you call a pirate mutiny?
I don't know.
A conspiracy. These are all pretty much the same.
All right, pretty good.
They're all the same joke. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure our next guest, Milton Williams, enjoys that very much. He joins us every other Patriots Friday. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Milton Williams, how we doing this week?
Doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Very good.
Very good. I don't know if you heard any of those pirate jokes. Those were pretty strong.
No, I missed them. I ain't gonna lie.
Man. Yeah. Okay, we'll pass them along off the air. You can tell them to your teammates all week. We're excited for this game. This is a real showdown. A couple of teams at the top of their conferences. What does Baker Mayfield and the Bucs offense, what sort of challenges it present for you guys?
Explosive offense with a quarterback that can make all the plays. Just a gamer. So we've been talking about him all week, knowing that he third in the league and like breaking sacks behind like Lamar and Josh Allen. So just, you know, of course, focusing on D-line, you know, getting back there, getting them on the ground where we got opportunity, but still just having an opportunity to just affect them, play in, play out, and, of course, stopping the run. And then, you know, everything else is going to take care of itself.
How much does, like, the weather impact you at all, or, like, you know, your teammates going from games in, like, 40, 50-degree games, and now this weekend probably going to be in the 80s? How much of a difference does that make?
I don't think it's going to make too much. I don't think it's going to make too much of a difference. Them boys probably ready to get us some warm weather. We've been practicing out here in the cold, wind blowing. So, it'll be good to get some sun down there in Florida.
I'm curious your thoughts on the trade deadline. I saw some comments you had to the Boston Herald this week. You said we're 7-2 with the guys that we got, but you think the approach of the trade deadline was about the future. Why do you feel that way?
I mean, like I said, I'm showing up to do a job. I can't really, tell you the direction that the front office want to go in or what they're looking for or how they're trying to build. You know, I'm just showing up and doing what they asked me to do, and figuring out any way I can help the team, and on Sundays, just trying to figure out ways I can affect the game and help the team win.
You know, I know it happened over a week ago. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since, but the team trades away Keon White, Kyle Duggar, a couple of guys that you've been playing defense with throughout camp and throughout the first 8-9 games of the season. What was your reaction when you heard those guys were traded away?
Yeah, just some good guys, man. They come in and work. That's just how this league goes sometimes. You have a locker mate one time, next day you come in and it's somebody else, and it's just like, it's just a revolving door. So, man, just making sure that you're staying on top of what you need to stay on top of and, take care of business. But wish those guys well. Both great dudes, great players. And I think they're going to be successful with their new teams.
Milton Williams, Patriots defensive lineman, joins us on Patriots Fridays here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We're not only the nickname show there, Mr. Milkman, we're also a uniform show. We saw the Broncos uniforms last night.
Oh, yeah.
Which, for my money, one of my favorite in the history of sports, not just the NFL. Now, you said before you weren't the biggest football fan as a kid, but I'm curious if you have a favorite uniform helmet that stands out to you.
Oh, it's been a couple. But I remember, it was before I got in the NFL. Remember when they used to do the Color Rush?
Yes. Yes. Oh, you were a Color Rush guy.
Color Rush, like all the Color Rush, you could pick one. I liked all the Color Rush for the team that they had. So when I get on Madden, when they had the Color Rush on there, whatever team I got, that's what we was wearing.
Are you guys wearing the new ones this weekend?
No, it's blue on blue this weekend.
Oh, it's blue on blue this weekend.
I believe, right?
Yeah, we weren't all blue in Tampa. I think it's what is it called? Is it called the Storm?
Yeah, the Storm Front or whatever.
That next week.
Oh, that's next week. What do you think of those ones?
Nah, when I first saw it, I was like, then the more and more I looked at it, I was like, okay, I'm kind of feeling the little color because it's not something that you see all the time, so it's a little different.
Yeah,
but now everybody gonna put their little spin on it how they wanna. How they want to look on game day, but
yeah,
I know they're going to be fresh.
I like them. I think they look good. Jones and I argue over the Kelly Greens from Philly, which I'm sure you wore a few times. I love those ones. Mm-hmm. I feel like the fans there probably like those too when you guys bring those, or you used to bring those guys back.
Yeah, my favorite throwbacks got to be Kelly Green. I like the Patriots throwback, the red that we wore.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And the Buccaneers, the creamsicle.
Yes, yeah,
that's like those good.
Too. Those are nice.
They got some tough ones.
I'll tell you what, we'll forward this along to you, Milton, but we did a whole uniform bracket for March Madness. We'll forward it along if you want to see our seeding.
We spent a lot of time on
it. Pat Patriot and the Bucs creamsicle uniforms were both very, very high seeds. Personally, I think the Kelly Green ones were a little overseeded for my taste. No, you said when you play Madden, you'll go with the Color Rush uniforms. Who nice. Do you like to play with in Madden?
So, that's the thing, too. So, I really get whatever team I'm on.
Nice.
So when I was in Philly, I always played with the Eagles. And now I'm in New England. So, when I get on, I'd be having the Patriots. So, I try to get my guys. And if I make a play with them or something, I come in the next morning and tell them, like, hey, man, my man yesterday, you got to pick six for me, man. I appreciate that. Just a little inside joke, man. Them boys be like, man, what you talking about?
Have you ever been playing against somebody somewhere else and obviously I would assume they have no idea who you are? Because the other night it happened in the NBA.
I was Donovan just gonna Mitchell, ask about this. Okay, great question.
So Donovan Mitchell was playing 2K the other night and some guy knew it was him, but he was talking trash to him. He's like, you're not even that good anymore. He's like, oh, I haven't seen a highlight from you. And then Mitchell went out, scored 46 points, and in his post-game press conference referenced the fact that he said that. So does that ever happen? You play against like random kids and you're like, no, I'm playing as myself. This is me right now.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, if they see my name or like on like 2K on the mic player, like I got the little football logo and my real name on there. So nice. If I get in the lobby with somebody, they're going to be talking noise. Like, hey, man, what team you play for? Oh, y'all suck. They look you up on Google. What's his stats for this year? What he do? Da-da-da-da. It's just, I'd just be sitting back laughing.
That is nice. Funny.
Is that you? I mean, that's an example of something wild that somebody says to you. Like, what's like a crazy thing somebody
says? I mean, you probably can't say it on the air.
Well, that's a good point. Is it that bad?
There people. Oh, these. Oh,
see,
it's cutthroat.
I'm not playing much of these games.
Yeah, no, it's intense.
Okay.
It's just, man, I was probably, man, you ain't that good. Man, somebody look up his stats. Oh, he only did this year. And it's nice. Like, hold on, dog. What do you do? You know?
Yeah, right. Kid hasn't left his house in years. He's like, yeah, what have you done?
Man.
He's pretty good.
I like what you got going on.
Let me end on this quickly.
Yeah.
I have a quick thing. So we were long story short, there's a famous sports writer who's just been answering all kinds of questions on Twitter. We find it kind of humorous. But one of the things that he answered.
All kinds
of things.
Yeah.
But he has a quick never have I ever. So I'm just going to rip through all these and say, yes, I've done it, or no, I have not done it. Okay?
All right.
Visited another country.
Yes.
Sung karaoke.
No.
Broken a bone.
No.
Been to Disneyland.
Nope.
Got a tattoo.
Nope.
Got a piercing.
Yes.
Where?
Ears.
Okay. That's a logical follow-up. I mean, it was a logical question.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, and that's, it's 21 questions for you.
Sure.
Dyed my hair.
Never.
Been on a train.
I'm going to say no.
No on a train.
If it was the T, you'd remember.
Yeah. Been on TV. Yeah, I would say famously, you probably had, I don't know, a billion people watch you last year on TV. Had stitches. Yeah. Have you ever had stitches?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever cut your own hair?
Yes, and it was disgusting.
What was it?
Yeah, it's like, no just easy like way a, to do
I,
it.
I buzzed my head when I was younger. It didn't come out great. Yeah.
I tried to cut it during COVID.
It's like, man, I'm going to try to cut my own hair and just put a patch in. It's like, you know what? Let me see it now.
Nice.
Yeah, looks like I'm wearing a hat. Have you ever had the chicken pox?
No.
Have you ever been skydiving?
Never.
Have you ever swam in the ocean?
Nope.
Have you ever been in love?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Have you ever been to New York City? That'd be a yes. Have you ever been camping?
Yes.
Have you ever gotten in a fight?
Yes.
Would not like to see the other guy
no,
on the end
neither.
Of that.
No.
You ever been stung by a bee?
No.
And last one, have you ever worn braces?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
You just learned a lot about Milton Williams right there.
That's
great.
Shout out Bob Ryan. Good little test there. Well, Milton, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Best of luck on Sunday in Tampa, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Thank you.
Milton Williams joins us every other Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. No broken bones, no bee stings, but he has had stitches.
Yes.
So he definitely won the fight. I would imagine. That he got into.
Yeah,
I would think.
I just love the idea.
Hopefully it was one of those streamers chirping him. Hopefully that's
somebody. I love the idea of these like 13-year-old kids coming home after school, firing up the Xbox or the PlayStation.
What are your
playing
stats,
Milton
man?
Williams. He doesn't. He's only got 5 sacks. It's like, why don't you also Google the contract he signed? Give me that a Google.
I love the milkman. What a guest. We appreciate the time every Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You don't got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. You got Ted on a Patriots Friday. We'll also get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show. And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Some are saying 10th time is a charm. Bozo touchdown parlay. We enter the week looking desperately for a winner.
I've gone cold. I've missed the last at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm up and down. You and me are both 5-4 on the year. 5 up, 4 down.
Or write them wrong.
Right, another way of looking at it. Yes. Another way of looking at it. So I don't feel overly confident, but here we are. You know what? Sometimes that's what happens.
That's a good sell.
You start on once you're like not sure, that's when you hit. That's why you got to keep
right
getting
when you least
that.
Expect it.
Thank you.
It's like looking for love, Keith, which, by the way, Milton Williams – hemmed and hawed, but he has been in love.
He has been in love. But, so yeah, I don't know if we broke news on that.
It's like looking for love.
At least he answered it on like Christian Gonzalez. Correct. Who just swooshed from I can't say.
Well, different question.
Different question,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
Much different question.
Next time with the Milkman. Although I bet he'd answer it. The man.
I love Milkman. Milkman was great.
Incredible. If you missed it, Odyssey app. That one's definitely worth going back.
Yes.
And listening
I agree.
To. Okay, so you're asking for my Bozo touchdown
pick? Yeah, you have a touchdown here?
I do. Kyren Williams at last check, and I have a feeling this could go to minus money, which I don't feel great about, but at last check, Kyren Williams plus 100 to get into the end zone. He scored twice last time they played the Niners. Kyren Williams, my pick.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, talking about the season that Sam Darnold is having. It helps that he has one of the best wide receivers in all of football in Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Seahawks are at home against the Arizona Cardinals. He also right now is plus money on his own at plus 100, so I will take him.
Billy?
Probably wanted to get traded, didn't get traded. I'm going with Breece Hall versus the – they're playing the Browns at plus 130.
Okay.
Okay.
Getting in the end zone after
yeah,
he didn't
Breece
get
Hall.
Traded.
Yeah, he's pissed. Yeah.
Nick?
I am going with Marvin Harrison Jr. Jacoby Brissett actually likes throwing him the ball. He scored last time the Cardinals played the Seahawks. So give me Marv.
Okay. Marvin Harrison Sr., by the way, has been complaining about getting his kid the ball, too,
he
so that helps.
Watch the offense, is what he said.
Terp is going with Saquon, plus 110. Good find by Terp.
How is Saquon plus 110? I mean, it hasn't been a great year for
Saquon.
I have no
idea. I don't know how I missed that, but good pick by Terp. So Kyren Williams, JSN, Breece Hall, Marv, and Saquon. What does that add up to?
One ham would get you a PS5, a game, and maybe a controller.
Nice.
They're doing all right. $10 for $578.04.
Pretty good.
So not too bad, I gotta say.
I'm bringing grab bag. Bag. Yeah. Jones and Keith. Don't know how to act.
Yeah. All right, it's time for the Survivor pick of the week. There's a lone survivor. I am the lone survivor.
You're
That'd
the,
be me.
The designated survivor.
I'm the designated survivor in this scenario. I've used Denver, Arizona, Tampa, Buffalo, Detroit, Green Bay, Kansas City, Indianapolis, and the Rams to get to this point.
Okay.
So I'm going to double down with my bozo pick and say that the Seattle Seahawks, led by Jackson Smith and Jigba, defeat the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm going with the Seahawks to try to make it 10 straight.
Okay, so we got a texter asking for that earlier, so hopefully that helps.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm grab bag. I'm staring blankly ahead, just making my way to grab that bag. And I need grab, and I miss bag, and now I wonder if I could fall into grab bag. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just grab bag tonight.
Celtics in action tonight, taking on the Orlando Magic on the road. They're down the Kia Center. 7 o'clock tip-off. Celtics are 3.5-point dogs. This
money line.
Jones,
money line.
I don't need to tell you, this is an NBA Cup game. This is part of the group play.
Take them. They're motivated, plus 130. NBA Cup. Take them at the, what's it called, the Kia Center?
They are at the Kia Center.
Take them.
Famously at the Kia Center.
They're winning tonight.
Okay. You like them a lot. I'll take it. And she's watching him with those eyes.
She's
loving
with
that
grab bag.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this guy on Twitter. Goes by the name of Jeff.
Jeff?
I think he's like a graphic designer. And so after every Celtics victory, he makes a new jersey. He's like inspired by something and makes a new jersey, like a potential alternate jersey.
Mm.
So let's get to the fashion police real quick here, Nick.
Oh, great.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith. Fashion police.
So following their fourth win of the season, he came up with a Fantastic Four inspired jersey. So the latest Fantastic Four movie, which is now available to stream on Disney Plus, he took that font and just writes The Celtics. So it's a white jersey, and then in green lettering it says The Celtics, and then the four, you guessed it, looks like the Fantastic Four.
Pretty sweet.
I love it. I'm gonna go 94.
Oh, way too high.
I would buy that.
It's good.
No, what? I'd buy that. I'd buy that right off the shelf. They wouldn't last on the shelf.
72. It's good.
72. It goes to 100, the scale.
Yeah, I understand. 72 is good. That's a good grade. But it's not. That's not like, can't wear that all the time. It's good.
They call me Hal. They call me Stacey. They call me Hal. They call me
grab bag.
That's not my name.
Bill Belichick and his North Carolina Tar Heels are in action tomorrow, taking on Stanford. Nothing says ACC like Stanford. They're coming to North Carolina 4:30 on the CW network.
Carolina's
right
at
after,
home.
Right after Riverdale, you can check out North Carolina Stanford. Tar Heels, 7.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I think Bill Walsh is going to be spinning in his grave in this
he
one.
He might be.
I think this is a advantage, Bill. I don't know if they cover, but I do think they win.
Maybe they take this one down. That's possible.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long
grab bag.
13 different players got the qualifying offer in Major League Baseball. So they have a few days to figure out if they want to sign that $22 million or they don't have to. They can hit free agency, but then a draft pick compensation is then tied into that player. So of those 13 players, there were no Red Sox, but Kyle Tucker, Kyle Schwarber, Dylan Cease, a lot of the top names on the baseball free agency list that you would expect all got those qualifying
offers. I
think
Bichette is one who got it.
Bo Bichette, I'm glad you brought that one up.
So, yeah, like Bregman and Alonso couldn't be offered it because they were offered it a year ago.
Right,
some players weren't eligible, but Giolito is one who didn't get it.
Yeah, okay.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag
to get ourselves a treat.
I don't know if you saw this anywhere. Actually, you know what? Let's go to, should we go to the phones? Let's make it a couple quick calls here in the grab bag. We want to go to Abe in Turner Falls.
I think we should go to Abe. Hello,
all right,
Abe,
what do you have? Abe? You're messing up the flow of the grab bag. All right, put Abe on hold. Go to Chris, maybe. Chris in Arizona.
Chris?
Yes. You doing? Good morning. Well, good afternoon. Hey, just wanted to call, do a little backup for Captain Crunch there. So, So he's got three stripes, right? So he's technically a commander, which is an 05 in the Navy officer ranks. A full-bird captain would be an 06. But commanders are commanding officers of like today's early class Burke destroyers and things like that, and they are all called captains. So regardless of the rank, whether you're a lieutenant commander, commander, or whatnot, if you are the commanding officer of a ship, you are called captain.
By the way, the Chris Scheim grab bag, very polarizing. Maybe the most polarizing.
Really the perfect word for it. Dice says he'd buy a Chris Scheim album.
I would too. A holiday album.
People were like, best grab bag sounder ever. Someone else, that was terrible.
Don't ever play it.
Don't ever play it again.
I hate you guys.
Boy, people are angry. mixed reviews.
Yeah, mixed reviews at best. I don't know if you saw this at all on Twitter. So Stephen A. Smith was caught playing solitaire during the NBA Finals, and everybody made a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, he's tied up with Big Solitaire, and he's promoting
like some app.
Solitaire?
Yeah.
Who knew Solitaire has a lot of money to throw around?
I'm pretty sure Bob Ryan's responded to those tweets.
He's like, oh, it's a good game.
Good
card game.
Yeah.
So Stephen A. is like, hey, guys, you thought you caught me, but guess what? Like, I'm all about solitaire. So then it's like his favorite game. So now Mina Kimes also got tied up in the Big Solitaire.
Yeah.
And so she's tweeting about it. She's like, hey, try to compete against me and Stephen A. in Big Solitaire. And I'm looking at the comments. Hilarious.
Oh, it's all
people are mad. They're like, when your goat when you find out your goat's actually a sheep, it's like a lot of that stuff. It's like all like sellout stuff. People are big mad at Mina.
Wow.
For being
just her.
Yeah. I feel like, well, it's a lot of the comments are like, we expected this from Stephen A.
Yeah.
But you. Hashtag ad. Like, they were mad.
There were a bunch of ESPN personalities were mixing it up with him. Hashtag ad.
Yeah, they were real pissed.
Yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab, 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 grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag. Jones and Keith.
Grab, 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 bags on Jones and Keith. Grab, 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 grab bag on Jones and Keith.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Ivica Zubac? 23 points, 11 boards.
That can't possibly be right.
Was it Jalen Green, 29 points, 3 assists?
Uh-huh.
Was it Devin Booker, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists? Was it Cam Christie, 17 points, 2 rebounds?
Who does he play? Who is Cam Christie?
The Clippers.
Okay.
Or was it Grayson Allen, 18 points, 3 rebounds, and I'm sure he tripped a guy.
Yeah, there was one game in the NBA last night.
That's right.
Let's go with Cam Christie.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
And it's actually a baseball player today, right?
It's a baseball player today.
Okay.
He is a great baseball player, maybe even a better man. He was a right-handed pitcher who also had a career batting average of 131.
Okay.
That means he was a National League pitcher.
He didn't go over.
He did not go over. He had a couple of knocks in his career. He played for 5 teams in 9 seasons. The Pirates, Mets.
Quick career, Nick. That's a hint back there. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
Pirates, Mets, Orioles, Rangers, Snakes.
Pirates, Mets, Orioles, Rangers, Snakes?
Showed up to it. A lot of promise. He was 4th in the Rookie of the Year, but was never able to really regain that form.
Okay. Where was he a rookie?
Pittsburgh. He was a rookie with Pittsburgh.
Rookie in Pittsburgh, 4th in the Rookie of the Year there. What year?
99. And then his last season, he pitched with the Snakes in 2010. First 2 years with Pittsburgh, he went 11-14 with a 407, and then 10-12 with a 385, then missed the 01 season due to injury, then came back with Pittsburgh. Most wins in a season was 12, career ERA of 4.42.
Wait,
was he a starter out of the pen?
He was a starter
his entire
career.
Punch out a lot of guys?
No.
I'm thinking of the wrong guy then. Okay.
Twitch chat has it.
Damn it.
The other hint I'll give you is might give it away. Maybe not.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
He was the number one overall pick in his draft class.
That doesn't help.
So you would know who he is what I mean. He's not an all-star, but you would know who he is.
Got it.
You've never met him, but you would know him.
Chris Benson?
He got it.
Damn. Wow. That was Chris Benson.
That was Chris Benson. Chris with a K Benson.
Anna Benson's husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think, right?
Ex-husband.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Wow. Chris Benson.
Oh, yeah. They got divorced a long time ago. 2012, Anna Benson and Chris
Benson.
Yeah. What
was her famous line about?
I mean, she had a lot of famous lines, I would imagine.
Wasn't it something about chopping things off if they got divorced or what was it?
She may have said that. Yeah. She was on Howard Stern. I think she was FHM's 29th sexiest woman in 06.
Top 30.
For a Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think she did say that.
30.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it looks like she was accused of some rough things in their relationship, actually.
Right.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
Chris Benson got custody of those kids. Okay. All right, Chris Benson. Yeah. What's that now?
Yeah, she's doing a quick skim and go, Chris Benson has the custody of those kids. Yeah, so that pretty much does it.
No, that sums it up. All right, well, Chris Benson, great father. You said it right off the top.
Good guy.
I didn't realize that was a clue.
Yeah.
But okay, Chris Benson, our random ball player.
Anna Benson.
Every day in the grab bag here on Jones.
Anna Benson's 49. Nice. That is
somewhere Bob Ryan is like, hell yeah.
Double thumbs up. Hi there.
All right, let's wrap things up. 617-779-7937. Get in line for WEEI Afternoons. No heart, but you got Fitzy, you got Ball, and you got Ted here on a Patriots Friday. They're talking to Josh McDaniels at 2:15, so stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our Clip du Jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour
again? Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And mixed in on a very busy Friday, Patriots-Bucks on Sunday. The Bruins win again last night. The big NBA Cup game tonight. Top five Pirates. We also talked a lot about Captain Crunch today.
Too much.
Which, a lot of Captain Crunch talk, but here's some of that.
Andy Vance, like Napster, Carmen Lovano.
Oh, we missed one.
Somali Pirates and Captain Morgan. I can't imagine we missed one.
Captain Crunch.
Is he a pirate?
He is a pirate.
Is he a pirate?
I think he is.
Oh, or is he like
a
naval
captain of a ship?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. He's not a captain.
He's like a naval commander.
This isn't top five captain.
No.
Hey, he gave me a real start there. I'm like, how did I forget that? Okay. He's not. He's just a captain in, like, the military. That's a different list altogether.
If you were going to pick a Buccaneer, who would you pick?
Do you know what Captain Crunch's first name is?
Captain.
Horatio.
Oh, Horatio Crunch.
Right.
Great
instincts by Nick.
Yeah.
Immediately. Right, I was away. Like, we forgot when he's like, not a pirate.
Right away.
He's
Nick
like, shot
like,
it
you
down.
Idiot.
No.
You idiot. Thinking, and
he
you
goes
idiot.
Naval
you
captain.
You idiots. Agreeing.
Yeah, idiots.
Yeah.
You're all idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
Naval captain.
Nick was on it. That's true.
But then people wanted to call in and correct us about how many stripes he had on his jacket and everything else.
It's true.
I was like, all right. Abe's back. You want to do this? End the show on a high note?
I think we should end the show on a high note. He's waiting patiently.
Abe,
you got your pirate joke?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Pirate walks into a bar. Okay. Pirate walks into a bar. He's got a steering wheel sticking out of the front of his pants. Bartender says, hey, you know you got a steering wheel sticking out of your pants? Pirate says, argh, it's driving me nuts.
Oh, Jones liked that one. That got Jones.
I tell you.
That was good.
That was bad.
I mean, the setup is just as funny as the punchline. That's a good setup.
Let me tell you. Worth the wait.
Yes, it was.
That was worth the wait.
I'm so glad we did that.
No crossover
today.
Thank
you, Abe.
But it would be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant for hearty helpings of the homestyle chicken pot pie with tons of chicken or the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow simmered beef. You gotta love the nines. What a week, Keith. And it all leads into the Patriots and the Bucks on Sunday. Enjoy that. We're back for a Patriots Monday. And what happened on Monday? Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They talk to Josh McDaniels about 20 minutes from now. Go nowhere. They come your way next.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.